الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباد الله من الصفاء. One of the surahs that we recited, as you are fully aware, is Surah Yasin. And this is one surah where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a wish that every member of the ummah will try to at least memorize it. But before we talk briefly about that, just skimming through some of the other ayah that we have read, for example, without going into too much detail, one of them is وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى, that as far as the hereafter is concerned, no individual will and shall be burdened with the load of another individual. And this is a very, very serious ayah, because what it's saying is everyone is for themselves in as far as the hereafter is concerned. In this world, I can vouch for you, you can vouch for me, I can stand for you, you can stand for me. We can do all those type of things. But at the end of the day, you go in your grave, I go in my grave, I stand up and I have to answer for myself, and you have to answer for yourself and whatever you have brought forth. That's why Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْأَعْمَى وَالْبَصِيرُ, that as far as the one that is blind and the one that is seeing, they cannot be the same. The one that is in darkness and the one that is with nur, light, and has a guided pathway, they can never be the same. You look at the word dhulumat. Dhulumat is not singular, it is plural. Nur is plural. What does this tell you and I? It tells us that dhulumat can come in various forms, many different forms. You name it, it comes in it. But haqq, nur, is one. The light of Allah is one. Haqq is one. Batil will come in many different shades and forms. Therefore, do not get misguided and do not be tricked. And also it says here, and it's just the same way, just as blindness and seeing is not the same, darkness and light is not the same, likewise, as far as shade and heat is not the same. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْأَحْيَاءُ وَالْأَمْوَاتُ, and likewise, life and death is not the same. So all these things should make us reflect, just as we say, this is not same as that, this is not good as that. Therefore, listen to the following phrase, إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come for one purpose, to give us the glad tidings and to share with us the truthful message of the hereafter, so that way we can abstain from that which is wrong and continue in going to that which is right. Regarding this, there is a beautiful surah in the Quran. And I firmly believe, you know, as far as Yasin is concerned, many of us may have different opinions on it. But you know, there are certain non-Muslims, every day read Yasin. And you ask them, but why? You're a non-Muslim. Why do you read Yasin? And you know what they say? When I read Yasin in the morning, my day goes by good. Non-Muslims understood the value of Yasin. There are some non-Muslims that recite the Ayatul Kursi, Allahu la ilaha illa huwal hayyul qayyum, not one time, not 10 times. Some of them over 100 times, non-Muslims. You ask them, why do you do it? I feel good about myself. I can feel the evil going away from me. But yet they're not Muslims. So Allah is saying, Rasulullah, by the way, said, it is my desire in the heart of every believer they can learn the Yasin. My brothers and sisters in Islam, every day your children do something. Why not make it a goal? Every day they learn one ayah. One day, first ayah. Second day, the first 2 ayah. Third day, first 3 ayah. Fourth day, first 4 ayah. I'm not trying to show you how to count. I'm trying to make a point here. Every day they learn one and they review from the beginning. They learn one extra one and they review from the beginning. Imagine, at least in your lifetime, you can say you fulfilled one duty. They got the Yasin done. They got the Surah Mulk done. They got the Surah Waqiyah done. Hopefully, inshallah, they can get Surah Baqarah done. And this way, at least you can, on the day of Qiyamah, you can say, oh Allah, I may have been weak, but at least I tried. And also, you know, the Quran, it says, for the evil we have done, we do good. And when you do good, it wipes out the evil. You know what your children are probably doing with the iPod, with the iPad, with the various phones that they have, all these things. Okay, they're doing what they're doing. But at least now, you can hook them up 10 minutes, 20 minutes every day on the Quran.
So at least after they do the evil, hopefully when they go towards good, the good will outweigh the evil they have taken part in. And this is something, of course, we all are part of. It's not that they are bad and I'm good, etc. No, we all are involved in something or the other. But doing these simple things can assist us in as far as moving out the negatives and replacing it, inshallah, with that which is positive. And of course, one of the ayah we'll just do very briefly. اليوم نختم على أفواههم وتكلمنا أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on that day, everything will be sealed. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I mean, you know, you look at the geniusness of the Quran, you look at the greatness of Allah, it's magnificent. Allah knows how humans are. Humans have a habit of exaggerating. Humans have a habit of changing data. Humans have a habit of lying. That's just human nature. That's why there is a researcher that said, every day on an average, every human lies no less than 3 times. And he's proven it. How when we take part in our dialogue, the things we say, the things we do. Now, whether that is true or not for each of us, that's separate. But that is a reality that we have to deal with. So on that day, al-yawma nakhtimu ala afwahim, khatam, that means close. Afwahim is the mouth. The mouth will be sealed on that day. Wa tukallimuna aydim, the hands will start talking. Can the hands talk? Yes, they can talk. When you do your fingerprint, they are talking. Your hand is, when I take your fingerprint and you present it, it's communicating something. That is true. So talking is not always just a voice. Like for example, somebody says something, or some fathers will talk to the children, and the child will say something, and the father just says, oh, that's it. Is O a dialogue? No. O is just O, the letter O. But yet the child knows father is saying something. You know, the mother just closes the book and she stands up. The child knows something is going on. But you can't prove anything. Can you prove the mother said something? No. But when the mother closes the book and walks up, or she just pushes the food one side and says, this is what you cooked today, you promised something else, the dialogue goes thick. Same thing here. وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ Allah is saying something here. Mouth will be sealed. The hands will be talking. And وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ The legs will start testifying. بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ Exactly what did they earn. So teach our children the value of this ayah. And inshallah, this will become an ibrah for them in doing very many beautiful things. I mean, you can go on with this surah. أَوَلَمْ يَرَ إِنسَانُ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ Allah says, and we just end up with this before we continue any further. Allah says, remember your origin. أَوَلَمْ يَرَ إِنسَانُ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ You have been created from humble beginnings. I mean, you look at the beginning of our existence, two liquids joining together. You become one of the most brilliant and powerful people on earth. You can make airplanes, you can make space shuttles, you can bring peace, you can bring from that little thing that Allah put together. You look at the geniuses in people, it is amazing. And Allah says, فَإِذَا وَخَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ Instead of taking the geniusness and spreading the word of haq and doing good, you start arguing, where's Allah? How does Allah exist? Is he on the arsh or below the arsh or holding all these dialogues we take? Then some people get even smart. What they say, I have a needle. On this needle, how many jinn are sitting on it? That's how we talk. And we think we are smart. فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, give up this habit of arguing. Get into yourself with connecting yourself with Allah. And as you build on that, inshallah, Allah will give you barakah, not only in this world, but also inshallah, the year after to come as well. Again, let's not forget the importance of the surah, and let's start making a firm intention, inshallah, that we'll start teaching our children the surah. And you don't have to start one way, one night tonight. First, you start playing the recording of their favorite sheikh. Maybe it's Sheikh this sheikh, or Sheikh Shatri, I don't know, whatever it is. Just start playing a recording. Get it going. And then slowly you have a goal. Okay, now we'll learn one ayah. We'll learn 3 ayah this week, 5 ayah that week. Have a contest. The child that wins in the family will get so much. And the child that goes slower and is trying hard, they'll also get something. And inshallah, by investing your money in your family with the Quran, you will see the barakah of that inshallah in your lifetime and in the hereafter to come as well. For those of you that are here, Fajr, Zuhr, Asr.